Welcome to Nexus and our third presentation of Glimpses, an exploration and a continuing conversation concerning mental illness and mental health. If you're visiting with us this morning and it's your first time here, you've come as in response to an invitation from a friend or someone, we're really glad to have you with us and we welcome you. Rather than a conventional clinical approach to this subject, by taking a more artistic approach, we believe a more authentic and meaningful experience will result this morning and serve everyone, we hope, in some manner for the good. And so as people come this morning and share their stories through spoken word, and as musicians make good music through melody, harmony, and rhythm, we invite all of you to relax, to look, to listen, and perhaps most important, to receive. Approximately 1 year ago, that would have been May 10th, 2015, I believe, I stood here before many of you and informed you of my journey into the land of anxiety, depression, and medication. At the end of my confession, I posed the question as to whether I would continue taking meds or wean myself off of them, especially with the emotional flattening that they were having, the effect that they were having on me in that way. Well, I'm still taking them. I'm still taking them, the same ones, same dosage, and things are mostly okay. I can still feel, I can still cry, although that has lessened somewhat, but not to the point of concern. Generally, things are stable amidst the stuff of life, not perfect, not smooth sailing, but there is an underlying steadiness that now lives with me. So yes, I've decided to remain on the meds and continue the journey. Heck, at almost 63 years of age, why not? Last year, shortly after speaking at the Glimpses event, I was having breakfast with Murray Baker. It's our custom to meet every month or so and hang out for a time. On this particular morning, Murray said something to the effect of, "Hey, you never told me you were dealing with all that stuff." And the way he expressed it had a slight tinge of betrayal to it, as if somehow I had tried to sneak one by him. But this apparent oversight had not gone unnoticed by Murray. And I can tell you why. Murray is my best male friend. We have known each other for over 38 years, and God has graced my life with a remarkable friendship in Murray. When we meet and talk, we go deep and wide and far. Of course, our time is also punctuated by bursts of silliness and laughter. When you consider the two people involved, you understand that. But this one thing I know for sure, Murray loves me. And Murray cares for me and is committed to journeying with me through all of my life as a friend, and I with him. So when he expressed that sense of betrayal that morning, it was not born out of an insecurity fed by a desire to possess me. It was because his friendship to me would have it no other way. I shared my mental health journey with him. I filled him in on everything and have continued to do so. And our friendship is the better for it. All this to say, friendship is incredibly important. And you don't have to have a 38-year friendship to have a great friendship and a meaningful friendship. It can be over a relatively short period of time, but you do have to take the risk and commit. And when dealing with mental illness, the value of friendship and of having another journey with you is priceless. It can bring a measure of wellness that no amount of Ciprolex or Paxil can provide. If you suffer from mental health issues, please, please invite and allow others to journey with you. Take the risk, ask others for their presence, their words, prayers, and hugs. Don't, please, please, don't go it alone. And if you are asked by someone to journey with them, then consider yourself chosen to be a conduit of the grace and mercy and peace of God to one in need. You're not there to heal and make it all go away. You are simply there listening, asking questions that liberate, offering hope when needed. The power of presence, the power of friendship, friendship in the darkness.